This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. There were more negotiations between Safeway and workers today as the strike that started over the weekend continues. Grocery workers in Grand Junction, Pueblo, Littleton, Estes Park, Castle Rock, and Fountain are striking to fix what they call understaffing and for better health and retirement benefits. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union has been negotiating with Safeway and parent company Albertsons on a new contract for 7 months with no deal. More stores could go on strike. Boulder is expanding its wildfire danger zone. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that will change landscaping and building rules.
The update more than triples the number of properties inside the city's wildland-urban interface, the zone considered most vulnerable to wildfires. It also tightens construction rules. Starting August 1st, new homes must have a 5-foot buffer without any plants or flammable objects. Fences and decks must also be made from fire-resistant materials. Current homeowners aren't covered by the rules, but Boulder offers free assessments for anyone looking for ways to harden their property against wildfires. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling allowing states to ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth will not have an impact on Colorado's policies. That's the message from the state's attorney general in the wake of Wednesday's decision. The ruling allows states to set their own policies, and gender-affirming medical care for minors is protected under Colorado law. It's 4:06.